Hello and welcome to the Mount Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Sunday, May 14th. Happy Resurrection Day! I'm reading from the New International Version and we're in 1 Kings chapter 17 today. In 1 Kings 17, it talks a lot about Elijah, which would have been a prophet of the northern kingdom, the kingdom of Israel, during the time of the king Ahab. Now, Ahab was an evil king, and he was married to Jezebel. And lots of the chapters talk about the strife between Elijah and Ahab. But in this chapter, we're reminded that Elijah is fed by the ravens, which kind of harkens back to in the Exodus event when God fed the Israelites with manna and with quail. Well, Elijah is fed in a very similar way by the ravens. And then there's the story of Elijah and the widow at Zarephath. And this is an interesting story about how we are called to trust in the Lord in very, very difficult times. So with that, we'll read together 1 Kings chapter 17. Elijah announces a great drought. Now Elijah the Tishbite from Tishbe in Gilead said to Ahab, "As the Lord, the God of Israel, lives, whom I serve, there will be neither dew nor rain in the next few years, except at my word." Then the word of the Lord came to Elijah, "Leave here, turn eastward, and hide in the Kiriath ravine east of the Jordan. You will drink from the brook, and I have directed the ravens to supply you with food there." So he did what the Lord had told him. He went to the Kiriath ravine east of the Jordan and stayed there. The ravens brought him bread and meat in the morning and bread and meat in the evening, and he drank from the brook. Sometime later, the brook dried up because there had been no rain in the land. Then the word of the Lord came to him, "Go at once to Zarephath in the region of Sidon and stay there. I have directed a widow there to supply you with food." So he went to Zarephath. When he came to the town gate, a widow was there gathering sticks. He called to her and asked, "Would you bring me a little water in a jar, so that I may have a drink?" As she was going to get it, he called, "And bring me, please, a piece of bread." "As surely as the Lord your God lives," she replied, "I don't have any bread, only a handful of flour in a jar and a little olive oil in a jug. I am gathering a few sticks to take home and make a meal for myself and my son, that we may eat it and die." Elijah said to her, "Don't be afraid. Go home and do as you have said. But first make a small loaf of bread for me from what you have and bring it to me. And then make something for yourself and your son. For this is what the Lord, the God of Israel, says. The jar of flour will not be used up, and the jug of oil will not run dry until the day the Lord sends rain on the land." She went away and did as Elijah had told her. So there was food every day for Elijah and for the woman and her family. For the jar of flour was not used up, and the jug of oil did not run dry, in keeping with the word of the Lord spoken by Elijah. Sometime later, the son of the woman who owned the house became ill. He grew worse and worse, and finally stopped breathing. She said to Elijah, "What do you have against me, man of God? Did you come to remind me of my sin and kill my son?" "Give me your son," Elijah replied. He took him from her arms, carried him to the upper room where he was staying, and laid him on his bed. Then he cried out to the Lord, "Lord, my God, have you brought tragedy even on this widow I'm staying with by causing her son to die?" Then he stretched himself out on the boy three times and cried out to the Lord, "Lord, my God, let this boy's life return to him." The Lord heard Elijah's cry, and the boy's life returned to him, and he lived. Elijah picked up the child and carried him down from the room into the house, and he gave him to his mother and said, "Look, your son is alive." Then the woman said to Elijah, "Now I know you are a man of God, and that the word of the Lord from your mouth is the truth." Thank you for listening along as we read God's word together. Can you imagine being that widow and only having enough flour and oil to make one little loaf of bread, and then she and her son were going to die? And Elijah says, "No, go and make me a loaf of bread first, and then you'll have enough to provide until God brings rain again." Talk about having to have lots of faith. I just pray that today the Lord would help us to trust in Him in a deep way, like the woman, the widow at Zarephath, trusted in God. As we end today, I want to end with a prayer of thanksgiving. Will you pray with me? Lord, it is right and good and joyful always and everywhere to give thanks to you. You are the creator of heaven and earth. You formed us in your image and breathed into us the breath of life. When we turned away and our love failed, your love remained steadfast. You deliver us from captivity, and you've made covenants with us to be our sovereign God, and you have spoken to us through your prophets, who looked for the day when justice would roll like the waters, and righteousness like an ever-flowing stream. And so, Lord, we, your people on earth and all the company of heaven, praise your name and join together saying, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty." We love you, Lord, and we pray all of this in Christ's name. Amen.